According to the founder of Buddhism, holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the only one who gets burned. On a social level, we see what happens when we hold on to anger. Israelis and Palestinians have done horrible things to each other since the end of World War II. The anger of both sides is justified, but instead of letting it go, these two nations fan the flames of hatred by broadcasting propaganda, preaching hatred, and firing missiles at each other. We see how each side is destroying itself. Family members are killed, and the suffering gets worse. Each side grasps hot coals to throw at the other, only to burn themselves. There is a growing movement to bring peace to the region, however, and it has begun in the hearts and minds of Jews and Arabs the world over. As a Christian Arab, I have long felt a closeness to Jews and Muslims, a deep-down instinct that told me that we are all children of Abraham and that we should celebrate being family, despite the crimes we have committed against each other throughout history. Today, there is indeed an online celebration of this family, and it is so empowering. Facebook and Twitter are booming with pages declaring that Jews and Arabs refuse to be enemies. There are beautiful and powerful stories and pictures of Jewish and Arab families and friends, all declaring that they choose not to grasp the hot coal of anger. They choose to embrace each other instead. This is how the world changes. This is how humanity becomes stronger. In the words of Gandhi, be the change.